Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, if you have a question or if you would like to subscribe, just enter your information into the box on top of the page. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And before we begin, as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you for all who hear these words today. And I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love in every situation in their lives. All I pray is a simple prayer. Their lives would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Father, I thank you that your grace, your abounding grace, is flowing through their lives, making everything perfect. Father, let your love flow through them until they know that they are the chosen ones that you chose before the world began, perfect and holy and blameless in your sight. And I give you praise through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is, will you give me your ashes? We begin in Isaiah chapter 61 in the New Living Translation. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that the captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's vengeance against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like the great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. As I was praying today, these verses spoke to my heart, and I looked them up and I read them over and over. And as I did, Father spoke to me, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words, he said. My mighty ones, yes, you are mighty, because I am with you and in you, and I have not forsaken you. You are mighty people of valor, just as Gideon was. He had the same problem as you. He didn't really know who he was, and he had to be taught who he was. My loved ones, the day of change is at hand. Yes, I know you have endured hardships and have suffered many things, but these things will not be in vain. There is a great change at the door, and it will be very well soon. I numbered the hairs of your head, and each one has a specific place where it goes. So do you think that I haven't kept up with all that you have lost? I know everything you have suffered, and I know what has been taken from you. And I promise to you, by myself, that you will be repaid multiple times for all that seemed lost. But remember, my loved ones, nothing is really lost, for only those things that are eternal are real. You can't lose family, for your family is my family, and they are eternal beings. So even though you may be separated from them because they left the physical realm, it doesn't mean you have lost them. Some of you have lost your homes, your jobs, your treasure, and your hope, but all will be multiplied and returned to you. Not one thing will be lost when recompense is complete. My loved ones, once again I say, fear not. You have nothing to fear, for I am your exceeding great reward. I am with you through this trouble, and I'm fighting for you when you can't see it. Things that have stood for generations will be removed in one day. Nations will change, and I will be glorified in all the earth. Those who refuse to come to the light will be removed and will no longer have the power to rule over you. I have mercy and not judgment, but many who refuse my mercy will be removed so that only light remains. My loved ones, continue to pray for those who have persecuted you. When you see the destruction of the darkness in the world, do not rejoice over those who go down with it. This is not about destroying darkness, but is about bringing light to the whole earth. There is a glorious awakening coming, and those who have ruled over you know it, and they know they can't stop it. My glory will cover the earth as the water covers the seas. It was written into the plan of the earth and cannot be stopped. The love awakening that is beginning will sweep the earth like wildfire, and when love has done its perfect work, there will be nothing left in the earth that is not of love. So, my loved ones, rejoice and rejoice and rejoice again. You may weep today, but you will laugh with great joy as day breaks eternal. Those who trouble you will lose their cover of darkness as light invades all realms. They will no longer be able to confuse you with the lies and manipulation you have known in the past. The days of glory and truth are upon you all. Be ready to take your places as all of creation celebrates your awakening. My loved ones, rest in my love for you, knowing that all that was lost will be multiplied and returned to you. Here is the plan, on earth as in heaven. All blindness will be removed. And as our beloved Paul told you, that all things will be gathered into one, things in heaven, things in earth, all into one, into Christ. There is one church, made up of people in the place you call heaven, and the people in the place you call earth, and soon you will understand. You are all in the same place, and will all worship together. This is much more than taking darkness out of the world. It's more than just removing the tares from the wheat. This is the establishing of heaven on earth. It is the culmination of the original command to subdue the earth and turn the earth into the garden of God. My dear ones, please know you are safe in my hands, and nothing can harm you as long as you abide in me. Keep your mind on me and stop looking at the wind and the waves. Do not fear the storm that rages. Do you remember the words of my beloved firstborn? The storm rages against both houses. One is built on sand, and one is built on the rock of my words. Your house is secure, but the house that was built on the sand is being removed by the storm. Once again I say, do not fear. For some of you, it seems that all is lost, and there's nothing left but ashes. I will give you a crown of beauty for your ashes. Will you give me your ashes? And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.